My neighbor has two dogs that are real loud, so I bought a device on eBay that's sort of like a remote control, and it's supposed to keep the dogs from barking. And it works, but it's directional. You have to point it right straight at them. You almost have to look the dog in the eye.
Really?
And their fence is tall, so as I'm holding this thing way up high over the fence, pointing it down at the dogs, the neighbor comes out, is not happy, wants to know what I'm doing. So then, the neighbor puts in these hidden camouflage deer cameras up in the tree, pointing down, to keep an eye on me to make sure I don't mess with their dogs.
Wow!
And you can buy these cameras at Cabela's, and it's supposed to keep track of your deer stand and see if there's deer around.
Or if so you're psychotic, you can spy on your neighbors.
He's okay. Using them for a spy camera.
What?
So the dogs still bark, and I spent $50 for nothing.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yep.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think about shutting up dogs?
Well, you guys keep talking about the shock collars and all that stuff. In my opinion, it's cruel and inhumane.
Yeah, to put the shock collar on a dog? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Me, personally, I have 7 dogs of my own. I'm an animal lover, so it's one of those things that I think is cruel.
But are you the guy who owns 7 dogs and actually takes care of them and keeps an eye on them, or are you the guy that lets them run wild and be insane?
Oh, no. I have to take care of my animals. I have several other animals that I also have as well.
Well, what do you think about this? Like, there's this device that sends out the high-pitched noise when the dogs are barking?
That I don't mind, because it actually, yeah, the dog's ears are pretty sensitive, but it doesn't actually physically hurt them.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, we appreciate the call.
No problem, man.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
You want to shut a dog up, here's what you do. You go buy a steak, then you cook the steak, then you eat the steak, and then give the dog the bone. It'll shut up for hours. It's all good.
So you're going to treat yourself to a steak, too?
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Does it actually work? Give a dog a bone?
They're good for, if it's a small dog and you give them a good-sized bone, they're good for days.
It works in knick-knack paddywhack. No one ever questioned it there.
Good enough.
Need the lame joke disclaimer in front of that one?
Yeah, big time.
All right, Stooks in the morning.
You know, I'm a nurse, and I work nights, and so I try to sleep during the day. And, you know, we don't have laws like they do at night where the cops can come, you know, and tell you, you know, put your dog inside because it's keeping people awake, you know?
Right.
But in all honesty, sometimes I think, why are we bothering with the dog when it's actually the owner that should be taking responsibility for it?
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, your dog is outside all day and all night long. If the dog has nothing to do with your family, that you can't bring him in the house once in a while, why do you have him?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I have a dog, but, you know, he's out for maybe an hour or two in the afternoon, and then he comes inside, you know, and my next door neighbors have 3 of the yippiest little dogs I ever saw, and they drive me crazy. But I'm not mad at the dogs. It's not the dogs' fault that their owners don't care enough to, like, maybe put something out in the yard to keep them occupied or something like that, or bring them in once in a while.
Well, that's because a lot of people buy dogs for toys. You know, it's like their toy.
And, you know, mm-hmm. And they're not. I mean, they're supposed to become part of your family.
I'd say at least, how many, do you think 50% of the dog-owning population buys them just for a toy for them to have from time to time?
Oh, and yeah. It's sad, you know, because, I mean, they have hearts just like we do. And, you know, and they love unconditionally, you know, no matter how you treat them. And yet, there they are barking and screaming because it's 101 degrees outside and they have no water and they're chained and they have no shade. You know, I mean, we're automatically getting all, you know, mad and angry at the dogs when it's not the dog's fault. The dog's just trying to find out what's going on. Why isn't anybody taking care of me?
It always goes back to the parents.
You know, exactly. Same with your kids. You know, I mean, you take care of them. You know, they don't scream and bark all day long, so to speak, you know. But, you know, and I honestly think that. I mean, I just wish that there was a little bit more loss for people who sleep during the day, you know.
Yeah,
but there isn't.
Well, hey, if it makes you feel any better, at 3:45 every night, there's a garbage truck that comes through my neighborhood and makes all kinds of noise.
Uh-huh.
But luckily, I'm getting up at that time. Not everybody else is.
I know, and it's miserable. I mean, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe we just need to, like, shoot all the congressmen and get a new government in there. Maybe we can do something about it.
Sounds like, yeah, dogs barking would be just the trigger to do that. I agree.
Exactly.